I try to not bring up politics, but you always watch 5 o'clock news, and the minute any politician steps on, it doesn't matter who it is, I just cringe. And
me too.
Yeah, but you have to say something, whereas I would like to just pretend it's not happening.
Or maybe the answer is we don't watch the news when you're there.
Maybe. But now I feel like we've gotten to this point where we're together and we're fighting about politics.
And those would be the times when I hear you say, I can't even talk to you, Dad. And if you're going to get so angry and flip out about it, then you know what? I'd rather you didn't talk to me.
But see, this is what drives me crazy, though. You start these conversations.
Well, I ask questions. What do you think about this? And what do you think about that? It's me trying to glean information from somebody who is significantly more educated than I am and whose opinions I trust.
I'm really surprised to hear you say that. I had no idea that you were genuinely interested in what I had to say. I thought that you wanted to tell me how I was wrong and also make a joke about how I was silly.
Well, I would never feel that way about you. I have nothing but respect for you. I don't agree with you all the time. I don't agree with you most of the time, but that's okay. We have a lot of things in common, and I do know that everything you did when you were a little kid was because you wanted to be like me. You even played softball, which you hated because I love baseball.
I did really hate it.
I know.
I mean, I just really worshipped you, Dad. I just thought that, like, everything that you thought and said was right, mm-hmm. and you were just my best friend. But I think as I got older, I realized that you were really wrong about a lot of things.
Well, you're probably right, Jen. I never professed to be right about everything. The important thing in our relationship is that you have your own beliefs and that I respect you for your beliefs. You were raised to be a sensitive, caring person, and that's exactly who you are.
You say that, mm-hmm. and I feel loved. But I will say, I think you used to like me, and I don't necessarily know that you like me anymore.
Oh, yeah, I like you a lot. It doesn't make me feel good that you say that. I don't agree with everything you say and do. But do I like you? Yeah, you bet I do. And I'm extremely proud of you. You know, when my time comes to say, yeah, my father was a good man. We didn't agree politically, but he was a good man. And if you can say that, then I'll be happy.
I don't think that you're right all the time, but I think you're the best man.
Oh, thanks.
And you're the best dad.